Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I always love it when Jared Fisher stops by because he always brings a new adventure. This is a guy for whom every weekend is a potential adventure. And it's all on one of his bikes. And I'm not talking about hogs. Like Harley Davidson. I'm talking about bikes, as in Schwinn. No, not as in Schwinn. Sorry about that. I'm dating myself. Sorry about that. Schwinn must have been gobbled up like 20 years ago. So that's okay. Jared Fisher joining us, former candidate for governor. He is the owner of Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. He is expanding into northern Nevada and does a lot of business up there right now, but is even expanding that business. And he joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. You rode, God, like 10,000 feet up.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, you did the Gold Butte Lime Canyon. And explain, we have talked on this show some, not a lot, about the move by the Obama administration and Harry Reid and making a national monument of Gold Butte.
Correct.
Yeah. Take us back. Give us a little history lesson on Gold Butte. Why what the Obama administration did was so important and why a lot of people question why it was so controversial.
Well, as you go back, Gold Butte's actually an historic area where there's old mining camps and there's ancient petroglyphs and pictographs in Gold Butte. So it's got a history. And it's actually the corner of Nevada. It's in a very remote corner of Nevada, like the most remote corner.
And it's right on the border of Arizona?
Arizona, yeah, okay. Arizona. And it's our little section of the Grand Canyon, so to speak, for Nevada. So it's actually been one of those areas that a lot of people have wanted to see turn into a national monument for a long time. It basically took the Obama administration using the Antiquities Act to turn it into a national monument.
Normally when you want to declare something a national monument, you end up going through the legislative process and they end up passing a law.
Or a national park, yeah. And that's really the way to do it, is you want to send it through Congress and have it voted on and make sure everybody does their due diligence and understands all the facts and the history and the reasoning behind that particular location, why it's important that it is protected. And so that's generally the process you'd want to see our country go through to do those types of things.
My buddy Jared Fisher joining us. Why the controversy? Why was there controversy on this particular national monument?
Well, I don't think it was just this national monument. There was a lot of national monuments that were on the cooker, so to speak. And actually, my business was affected by many of them. My company is a bike touring company, so we do tours all over the southwestern United States. In particular, the Grand Staircase Escalante, which was turned into a national monument by Clinton's administration back in the 90s before he left office. And at that time, there's good things and bad things that come about it. And so from a business standpoint, for my business, turning Escalante into a national monument actually hurt my business because prior to the national monument there, our company, we're one of few companies that has special use permits with the Bureau of Land Management to cycle mountain bikes off of roadways and on slick rock and so forth. And prior to the designation of Escalante, we had that ability. When it became a national monument, those areas turned into wilderness areas, and we then were no longer able to offer that as part of our company's tour. So it restricted us quite a bit. So there's good and bad things that come about it. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that's kind of from a selfish standpoint of, as a business owner, so to speak. And we learned to work around that with our business, and we had to change it. And, you know, it was a change that I don't think is as good as it would have been the other way. But those are things that happen when you designate areas into national parks.
But I understand if you want to declare a place a national monument and you don't want, you know, a convenience store next to a, some other business or, you know, a Motel 6, that you want it pristine. You want how are people that go out on bike rides, you know,
or hiking or ATVs or whatever, maybe
how are they going to disturb the pristine national monument?
Well, the good thing about is protection of our lands is it will keep out those types of activities, so to speak. And that's something that is, I think, as Americans, sometimes we do forget, but a lot of people do know that we do value the great outdoors. In fact, there's some recent polls, and I brought some information today, but some recent polls show that more than two-thirds of Nevadans agree that the great outdoors is the reason that they're living here. They love the outdoors. And, you know, that's important when people want to move to an area because it's the great outdoors and they love open spaces. And, you know, I'll give you a quick example. One of the times I was on my way through Lake Mead, a friend of mine, we stopped at one of these springs near Overton, and I ran into this guy from Germany. Didn't speak much English, but he got enough. We were able to speak through hand gestures, so to speak. And I asked him, I said, you know, why are you out here? This is like the ugliest place in Lake Mead, you know, because not all of Lake Mead looks so great, in my personal opinion. But he didn't say anything. He just looked at me, and he turned around in a circle with his arms in the air. And I knew what he meant. He meant, you have open spaces. We don't have that in Europe. And I thought a lot about that. That's really important. And, you know, as Americans, sometimes we forget how valuable open spaces are to not just, being able to get in the backcountry, but, you know, our spiritual welfare is too. It's important that we have those times where we can go and kind of explore and kind of be on your own and experience those things that, you know, maybe our forefathers were able to experience. So,
well, and when you say that, and you and I have had discussions both on and off air about open spaces and being able to be out in the countryside. Yet when you ran for governor, and a lot of people may forget he ran for governor, he cycled to all 17 counties, and he may have met with a lot of you within the sound of my voice. And he made a great impression on people. But when you were quizzed by conservation folks, You had to what? Did you have to fill out a questionnaire?
Yeah, I did a lot of questionnaires as a candidate for governor. I would get them all the time. And there was one particular questionnaire that I filled out by the NCL. And when I got
it. What is the NCL? I know it is.
The Nevada Conservation League.
Norwegian Cruise Line. I know it is.
Norwegian Cruise Line, yeah. Yeah, I wish it was, but it wasn't. So in the Nevada Conservation League. Okay. And I got their questionnaire and I looked at it. And it was like studying for a test all night. And then you walk in early in the morning, and you know every answer. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. I totally aced it. So I filled it out. I'm like, ah, oh, this stuff's so easy. Piece of cake. You know, I had my interview with them. And I went in, and as a Republican candidate for governor, I thought, you know, it is a little odd that, you know, here's a Republican candidate going into a more of a liberal situation, but I felt so at home. These are things that I grew up with. I grew up with a conservative family. I grew up with the great outdoors. I grew up respecting the environment. These are core values that I've always carried and I've always known. And I walked into the NCL and I sat down for that interview and I got grilled and destroyed. And I walked out of there with the worst feeling I've ever had. And it was because I felt that I just had an R behind my name, that I was not able to articulate the important things that I had to say. I mean, I articulated them, but I was stopped and interrupted and grilled on other issues that had absolutely nothing to do with our great outdoors. And I walked away slightly offended and humiliated from that interview and never wanted to go back. Now I'm not saying anything negative towards the NCL, but what I am saying is we need not to put these brands on people. You know, just because someone has an R behind their name doesn't mean they don't care about the outdoors. And I'm offended by that.
Did you get a grade?
No, I didn't get a grade. I walked out of there and I never wanted to go back. I didn't care about a grade. I didn't want to have anything to do with
it at that point. They clearly did not endorse. Although I would have to imagine you would be, out of both Democrats and Republicans, that you'd be one of the most pro-outdoors guy or gal that would go before him.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, nobody, I don't, you know, not boasting or anything, but I really don't think that anybody knows Nevada as well as I do. I mean, I've been to every county, walking, hiking, running, biking, in a car, out of a car, doesn't matter. I've been to them all. Visited with people everywhere. I felt that was important. If you were going to be a governor of a state, why wouldn't you want to know everybody, everything around the state? That's pretty important, I think, right? So, I actually love the NCL. I just, that interview, it was more or less some of the people within the interview that really gave me a bad taste in my mouth. And that's not right. And I don't look back at them as a negative organization at all. They have really good things that they're doing. But at the same time, we need to be sure that we are respectful to all candidates, regardless. So,
tell me what you learned, and I always love it because you go places. None of my friends go where you go. over the weekend, you went to Gold Butte, Lime Canyon. You left out of Mesquite. What did you learn about that area?
Well, I kind of follow the Star Trek theme. You know, try and go where no man has gone before. Hopefully you survive. So I picked a route that I've never been before, and I decided, you know, I wanted to ride 100 miles. I wanted to do it in a day. I needed to make sure I had enough food, water. So I planned ahead for it, but I was out there solo by myself. So I left my house at 2 in the morning, drove to Mesquite, parked my car at one of the casinos, got out, got back in the car because it was really cold, got out again, and threw 200 ounces of water on my bike and some Snicker bars and just some junk, basically, that people wouldn't believe you eat. And I headed out. And so I rode out all the way up to into Gold Butte. And I got up to an area called Lime Canyon. But I'd never been to Lime Canyon. And I want to see, you know, I want to see what Zinke said he saw. And I'm not sure Zinke actually got there because it didn't look like anybody has been where I went for a long time. But I rode way in the backcountry up Lime Canyon and past Devil's Throat. There's a big hole in the ground that if you don't, thank heavens they put a fence around it. The government put a fence around it. And that's a good thing. You know, that wall is important. It didn't cost that much, but that keeps people from falling to their death. But there's this just empty spot out in the middle of the desert in Gold Butte that, it's just the water has dropped the ground. It's amazing. If you go to my website and you punch in this bike ride that I'm talking about, it's one of the photos.
What's your, What's your website?
You can go to my Facebook page, actually, Fisher for Nevada or Fisher for Nevada website. I think actually the Facebook page is where you need to go. And you can link onto this ride. And there's actually a map, and it follows my route as if you were riding it. And I threw some photos in there. And again, I was out by myself. The photos aren't great. You know, they're selfies and whatever. But so Lime Canyon, I made it up through Lime Canyon. It was gorgeous. It was absolutely fantastic to see wild, you know, wildlife out there. I mean, I didn't see any tortoises because they're, you know, underground right now. But there's beautiful birds of prey flying around out there. Now, I didn't see anybody for 8 hours. Nobody. Zilch.
Wow.
It was amazing being out there. And I made it
so
to the,
what's different? Had you been there before?
I had been there before, but not
before
not
the
this,
designation. Before the National Monument.
I've been there before the monument, after the monument, one time, but never in this location.
So what's different? What's different?
Nothing really. There's nothing different. There's nobody out there. You know, 8 hours by yourself out there is pretty tranquil. It's a great experience. And you know, I used to get nervous when I'd be out that far. And you know, when you stop. And you sit down on the ground and you look around and you know there's no one that can hear you scream, you know, if you need help for something.
That's another reason why you take a buddy with you.
Yeah, you do. But then you take away the excitement factor at points. So I do like taking friends, but I actually really enjoy that feeling of just peacefulness and being by yourself. So, but I made it through the old town site. They've got an old town site out there. Where the old miners were doing their mining thing.
Wow.
It's really neat. You can see a few of the photos. And then I zooted around and crossed into Arizona, crossed through the backcountry and those beautiful mountains behind Mesquite. There's actually some routes that are amazing through there. Beautiful red rock formations like Red Rock Canyon back in there. And came through the backside of the mountains, and it was a lot of uphill. I mean,
Now, are these areas that you would use with Escape Adventures?
No, these are areas that I wouldn't probably do that. You know, we've thought about it.
I mean, you loved it.
I absolutely loved it. It takes years to develop a trip and get it going. So we're still at the early stages of something like that. But
if folks want to see your pic, only because I'm running to the end of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
If folks want to see these pictures, and they are breathtaking.
Yeah.
Where do they go again?
They can go to the Fisher for Nevada Facebook page and then just see the post I just posted. And there's a link at relive.cc, and it has the actual bike ride. So.
I'm just glad you didn't become a statistic.
Nope.
You're safe and you're okay. It's always good, man. Thank you so much. It's always fun to have you in, and we'll do it again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Jared Fisher, a former candidate for governor. The owner of Escape Adventures, Las Vegas Cyclery, and a whole bunch of other businesses. And by the way, they're expanding by leaps and bounds in northern Nevada. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, the very latest, Ralph Northam still has a job. I know he probably shouldn't, but it is weird the way Democrats do outrage, moral outrage. They do it great with stuff like blackface, but infanticide, not so much. My name is Kevin Wall. Stick around. Coming up, the best of the Sunday shows. And there was some interesting stuff over the weekend. Plus, we'll get into Super Bowl commercials. I promise we will. That's all next. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I love Monday, especially the Monday after the National Football League season is over. What am I going to do for my football fix? There's no more Pro Bowl. There's no more Super Bowl. There's no more playoffs. What do I do now? I don't know. That's a little scary. There are also Democrats across the country are running scared now because they don't know what to do. They've got Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia. And this guy has him scared to death. Let's go to Bakari Sellers. Cut five. He's a talking head on CNN on a regular basis, African-American, and he talks of the personal feelings about the Northam comments and racism in America and mentions, we didn't bleep it, so, you know, spoiler alert, there is the use of the N-word in this clip, but this is Bakari Sellers talking, a Democrat talking head and an African-American.
What does it mean as an African-American to see that image? Because I think a lot of white people think it's ugly, but like, but it must mean something emotional.
Yeah, it does. And I'm glad you asked the question, because at first we have to say that Democrats and Republicans alike have problems with race in this country. And we can say that Republicans have more of an issue or that doesn't matter. Racism is in the fabric of the United States of America. And when you see those images, you see the KKK, and we all know that the KKK just brutalized, lynched, raped, pillaged many African-Americans, not just throughout the South, but throughout the country. And I think that many times white people do not understand what blackface means. When you have your son and he's going out in blackface for a costume, or your son goes to prep school or one of these elite day schools and they dress up in blackface, basically what it means is that you're calling me nigger. The reason I say that is because blackface goes back to the mid-19th century, where people were dressing up in minstrel shows, showing African-Americans to be lazy, yep, to be ignorant, to be hypersexual, and to be all-out disrespectful to our culture. And so when I see images like this, it harkens on the fact that we have a serious problem with race in this country. But Governor Northam, as a Democrat, doesn't even understand his own actions. And so it's very traumatizing when we sit here and critique it, because I'm like, Jake and everyone else, I'm like, can people just not be racist?
Right.
I mean, can that be the bar? And Democrats who want to he and ha, I have no time for you. I'm glad that most people came to the trough early, because we need to set a standard that racism will not be tolerated in our party, in our political discourse right now, especially in 2000. And the last thing I'll tell you, Jake, because this is equally important. We talk about systemic racism all the time. And the fact that you have doctors who dress up in blackface, right, who wear KKK garb.
Yeah, there was at least one other image in that same yearbook of a different person in blackface.
That goes to question. You have these doctors. How do we think that they are caring for African-Americans in their care when they do not even look as African-Americans and give them the benefit of their humanity? This is why we have systemic racism in this country. This is why racism is permissive in our systems. And this is why we have disparities in healthcare, amongst other things. And so this is a much larger issue than just Governor Northam, and I'm glad you asked the question.
It's interesting that blackface causes moral outrage on the part of Dems, and somehow, some way, infanticide doesn't. Anybody find that disconcerting? Man, it's disconcerting for me. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I mean, you listen to folks on the Democrat side and how enraged they are, even to the point of using the N-word in a CNN interview. Now, you talk to Democrats, and maybe it's a little different. Scott Jennings. And this is cut four, by the way. Scott Jennings is a GOP talking head. And he's on with Jake Tapper. And he came absolutely unglued when talking about Ralph Northam and the infanticide comments. This is cut four. Scott Jennings yesterday on CNN with Jake Tapper.
Scott, what do you say to Democrats who say, hey, you know what, Republicans? Sit this one out. You got Steve King, who's still in the House of Representatives. You have a president who referred to African nations as SHIT, whole countries. We don't need to hear from you on that.
Well, I think I agree with Bakari. I think there are people all over this country of varying political stripes that still have race problems. They don't get it. They don't understand how hurtful things are. They don't understand the policing issues we have in this country. They just don't understand. They speak out of ignorance frequently. But I want to touch on a comment you made in the phrase human dignity, because this was the second moment where Ralph Northam this week failed to respect human dignity. The first moment, of course, was when he made his absolutely ghoulish, horrific statements about abortion. This was his second PR debacle this week. Previous to this blackface KKK robe moonwalking press conference, he was on a radio show and he's a pediatrician.
Yeah, we ran the clip
talking
earlier.
About talking. Don't interrupt me. Talking about
I wasn't
talking about aborting children at the moment of birth and then even after they had been delivered. I agree with you, Bakari. Human dignity matters, and we ought to respect every human life of every race, especially these poor babies who are laying in delivery rooms. When you have governors of states that think we should have a discussion about murdering them.
Let me let you hear. This is cut two. And this is the money clip, if you know what I mean. This is where Ralph Northam, a sitting governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, talks about not killing the unborn, but killing the born. Listen to the governor of Virginia.
It's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
And I wonder what that would be about. Would that be a discussion about where to have lunch? Or would it be a discussion on, do you want to kill your baby? Because at this point, remember, this is the fourth trimester. This is after the baby is born. Is that what we're talking about here? That's scary. But yet there's no moral outrage. You know, it's not that big a deal. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back more on this and a whole lot more, plus Super Bowl ads. It's all next, live and local, now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
How many of you loved the Super Bowl ads? I watched the entire game, and I must tell you, I was underwhelmed not just by the game, but the ads themselves. Now, I pulled a couple of them. One of the things that you find when you're trying to pull ads for a radio show is you find out that many of the ads are they're very visually oriented, and they don't play well on radio. So I left those out. But I want to go to cut eight. This is the Coke Super Bowl ad. And then the reason I wanted to bring it to your attention is it's one of those politically correct, feel-good, celebrate diversity ads. And this is cut eight. This is the Coke Super Bowl ad. Here it is.
A Coke
is a Coke
is a Coke.
It's the same for everyone.
You can get one if you want it,
no matter where you're from.
He drinks Coke and she drinks Coke,
even though they disagree.
And while the bottles look alike, you aren't the same as me.
Stars drink it.
Chefs drink it.
Farmers want one when it's hot.
There's a Coke here if you're thirsty.
But that's cool if you're not.
We all have different hearts and hands.
Heads holding various views.
Don't you see? Difference is beautiful.
And together is beautiful too.
Okay, so not to be outdone, Pepsi had its ad. Let's go to cut nine. This is a Super Bowl ad featuring Steve Carell, Lil Jon, and not bad, well produced. I don't know if it's going to sell any more Pepsi, but it might get you to think differently about Pepsi. And any of us that have been to a restaurant saying, I'll take a Diet Coke, please. And the first question out of the guy or the gal's mouth is Pepsi okay? Here it is, featuring Steve Carell and Lil Jon.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
I'll have...
You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay.
Like Little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
but fairly interesting. But can I tell you that on balance, is it my imagination? And by the way, I have not really watched ads for a couple of 3 or 5 years. But I can tell you, 5 years ago, the ads I just thought were much better. Much more creative. Can I tell you what the best thing I saw all day yesterday was? The CBS Open featuring Peyton Manning and John Malkovich. Where supposedly Peyton Manning commissioned the rental of the Coliseum, not the LA Coliseum, but the Coliseum. And it truly was funny as hell. It was great. I absolutely loved it. And millions of Americans probably didn't see it because it was, 30 minutes before the game. 45 minutes before the game. A lot of people probably didn't see it, but it was just uproariously funny. And Peyton Manning, if he ever decides what he wants to do when he grows up, you ought to think about acting, because, the guy is really, really good and does comedy. Those ads with Brad Paisley. Nationwide is on your side, that kind of thing? No, those ads are really, really good. But he did a small film, really, is what this was. This had to be about a 2-minute, 3-minute open for the CBS broadcast. And it was great. Anyway, so you got a taste of the ads. Now I want to give you the President of the United States. He did an interview, a kind of a Super Bowl interview, although they talked about a lot of different stuff. Let's go to cut 6 because Margaret Brennan of Face the Nation talked about the support or lack of same for John Bolton and anybody else in the intelligence community. The president has had a little bit of a rift there with his intelligence people. But let's go to cut 6 talking about John Bolton in particular.
President Bush had intel people that said Saddam Hussein in Iraq had nuclear weapons, had all sorts of weapons of mass destruction. Guess what? Those intel people didn't know what the hell they were doing. And they got us tied up in a war that we should have never been in. And we've spent $7 trillion in the Middle East. And we've lost lives.
Do you trust your national security advisor, John Bolton, because he worked in the Bush administration?
I do, and I respect John. And John is not one of the people that happen to be testifying or on.
Got it.
And you know what? I tell people, you can testify any way you want. I'm not going to stop them from testifying. They said they were mischaracterized. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I don't really know. But I can tell you this. I want them to have their own opinion, and I want them to give me their opinion. But when I look at Iran, I look at Iran as a nation that has caused tremendous problem.
Yeah.
When I came in as President of the United States, my first year, I went to the Pentagon 2 weeks after I came in, a short time after, and I was given a little, because I wanted to know what's going on with Iran. We were in many, many locations in the Middle East in huge difficulty. Every single one of them was caused by the number one terrorist nation in the world, which is Iran. So when my intelligence people tell me how wonderful Iran is, if you don't mind, I'm going to just go by my own counsel.
Okay. Now, he talked further about that rift with his intelligence community. In fact, let's go to cut 7 real quick, see if we can squeeze in one more clip from the president. This was cut 7, and it was on Face the Nation.
Did you read the report that they presented?
I did.
And did you, there was some conversation you had because you went on Twitter and you called them naive and told them to go back to school.
Well,
what specifically was wrong about what they said?
I think that, let me just say, it wasn't so much a report, it was the questions and answers as the report was submitted and they were asked questions and answers. We've done an incredible job with Syria. When I took over Syria, it was infested with ISIS. It was all over the place. And now you have very little ISIS, and you have the caliphate almost knocked out. We will be announcing in the not-too-distant future 100% of the caliphate, which is the area, the land, the area, 100. We're at 99% right now. We'll be at 100. When I took it over, it was a disaster. I think we've done a great job with that. At the same time, at a certain point, we want to bring our people back home. If you look at Afghanistan, we're going in very soon. We'll be going into our 19th year, spending $50 billion a year. Now, if you go back and look at any of my campaign speeches or rallies, I talked about it all the time.
You did. You've been talking about it.
I want to bring people home.
But that's one of the questions here, is because you have these strongly held convictions, and people ask, well, why don't the facts influence those opinions if those facts change? And your director of national intelligence said ISIS still has strongholds in Iraq and Syria and will launch attacks from there.
You're going to always have pockets of something. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people like the one-armed man who blew up a restaurant. You're going to have pockets, but you're not going to keep armies there because you have a few people or you even have fairly reasonable numbers of people. We've been there for many, many years. We were supposed to be in Syria for 4 months. We've been there for years.
That's the president yesterday, Margaret Brennan, from Face the Nation. Coming up in the program, very excited. It's hard to believe it. But now that we moved into the month of February, we thought it was okay to start talking about city elections. Sherman Ray is a candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. We'll find out what the issues are in Ward 1 and why he feels he is best suited to be your next city councilman from Ward number 1. Yeah. That's all straight ahead. Oh, and by the way, did I mention? Just because it's the Monday after the Super Bowl doesn't mean we're not going to do our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We'll do that at 11:30. We are sprinting to the finish line today. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. It is live and local now. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.